Now, the rest of the story. Ever since Rocco was a little boy, he knew what he wanted to do with his life. He wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. In playground practice, he would make his pals pitch to him for hours. It was the sluggers who made the most money, he told him, so he must learn to be a slugger. All of his heroes were the heavy hitters, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Williams. Their pictures adorned the walls of a clubhouse he shared with his young friends. In his teen years, Rocco continued to work hard toward a baseball career. He played in neighborhood games whenever he could. He thought constantly about hitting and fielding techniques. Such daydreams interfered with school and practically everything else, but Rocco didn't care about that. He was a young man with an obsession, and nothing must stand in his way. In self-styled training, he ran uphill to improve his base running. He even worked out on a set of homemade stretching coils to strengthen his chest and back and arms for batting. A slugger, that's what Rocco was going to be. Rocco's daddy worked in a shoe factory, and occasionally the boy would visit him there, and it grieved Rocco to see his ailing father work so hard. "Don't worry, Pa," the youngster would say. "When I get to the majors, I'll make a lot of money. You'll never have to work again." Of course, it was the power hitters who made the highest salaries, so Rocco grew even more determined to be one of them. Late in March of 1947, Rocco headed for Fayetteville, North Carolina, the training camp of the farm team of the mighty Chicago Cubs. By then, Rocco had already starred in the semi-pros. He was ready to take the big step to the big leagues. The competition would be ferocious, he'd been warned, but Rocco was certain of his destiny to become a great professional baseball player. Even before Rocco arrived in Fayetteville, the going got tough. It was a long trip, and he signed in a day late, strike one. A few days in camp, and his arm started hurting. It was his throwing arm. Suddenly, it lost its snap and made Rocco appear awkward playing defense, strike two. No matter, he thought, he was still hitting hard. The manager was looking for sluggers, wasn't they? And yet, unless Rocco could hit it out of the park, he was in trouble. And he was held to a double after a sure triple smash. Or to a single that ought to have been a double because he was simply too big and too slow to be the Major League base runner. So Rocco was cut from the team. And that day ended a lifelong dream. A lifelong dream. Since his earliest boyhood recollection, he had wanted to become a pro baseball player more than anything else in the world, and now he was a nobody. It's interesting, his companion on the long trip home was a buddy named Ray Gormley, who was also cut from the roster. And Rocco kept telling Ray that he couldn't go home a failure, that if he couldn't be a slugger in baseball, maybe he could be another kind of slugger, a prize fighter. And Ray could even become his manager. Well, Ray gave Rocco a sympathetic pat on the back. Rocco was depressed and grabbing at straws, he said. What Rocco should do is just go back home, swallow his pride, and return to his real job at the gas company. But Rocco didn't do that. And that's how a fellow named Ray Gormley turned down the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become the manager of one of the greatest heavyweight champion prize fighters of all time, a heavy hitter named Rocco Marchegiano, who altered his name to Rocky Marciano. And now you know the rest of the story.